Shami Brachos, Daf Pei Zayin. Ending up in the, starting at the bottom of the Gemara on Pei Vav and Beis. The Gemara continues the last question that was asked, that a min asked Rav Simloi, and the answers that he gave both to him and to his Talmidim. Says the Chazur V'Shalu also, they asked him Rav Simloi another question. Ma hu eon diksib? What about, I'll explain the Pasuk in the Torah in Chumash. Who is the nation that's so great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to him? And here, the Lashon Krovim, the word Krovim is the Lashon Rabim, plural. It should be Karov. So Amalend, he said to him, say, see, the Karov is another God. So Amalend, he said to him, look at the end of the Pasuk, Bahashem Lekenu, Kachal Kareinu, Elaim, Enksiv Kan, Elo Bechol Kareinu, a love to him, a Lashon Yakid. And therefore, it's you see that you're reading it. You know, starts off by Lehem and maybe Lashon Krovim, but you see that referring to the end of the pasuk, only to referring to one Hashem, and therefore it's a word is. That's why it uses the Lashon Yachid of a love. Amalei Tamida, same thing. The Tamida asked, "That was good, Rabbi Eliezer, because become him you the min you went ahead, you answered them." With a, like a very weak answer, like with a reed. What are you going to answer for us? We need a better answer. Taka Shver, why would the Torah use the Lashon, even though it says a love, why would it use the Lashon Krov, Lashon Rabim? So Amalan, so he told this Tamidim, because Karov, Achol Minei Krivos. What mean Akash Baruch was teaching us that Akash Baruch is close to Klai Yisrael. It says, Karov, Achol Minei Krivos. He's close to them in all types of Krivos, all types of closeness. And we'll see in a minute what the Gemara has explained what that means. The Amar Avraham because by Yeshua by Simon, Avodah Zarah nearest Kareva of Einu Rechayka. The difference between Avodah Zarah La'Avdil and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the way that people the false image that it gives compared to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah Zarah nearest Kareva Einu Rechayka. Avodah Zarah looks like it's close. However, it's in a cook, it's very far away. Ma'atam would have received from the pasuk. You saw like safe is a balu. It says in the pasuk. It says in the Pasuk that he's referring to that in Yeshaya, that he says, you see, he's making fun of Avodah Zarah, the Yeshaya Navi. You see, you are Kesef Tzevelenu, going to carry the idol on their shoulders, and they'll carry it. So you see, they're going to carry it. So what's the idea? The idea is that they're going to bring it down, put close to them. They want it. They're going to put it down that it should be close to them, that it should be close to where they are. So it says, so at the end, this God is with him in the house. So now he brought the Avodah Zarah to him. His God is now in the house with him, and he has a tzairah. And he keeps on crying out until he dies because it doesn't do anything for him. It doesn't help him. Doesn't hear him. Doesn't help him from tzairah. It does nothing. It's the it's something made of eitzim ba'avonim. It has zero, no life to it. It's foolish. It's ridiculous how people go ahead and rely on something like this. He's making fun of them. They bring the Avodah Zarah and they try to dive into it, to pray to it, and to save them, and doesn't do anything. Nothing helps. So it looks like it's Karov, but really it's very Rachok. Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite near Ruach, very far. And a Kav Menu, but there's no one closer to Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu than to us and Al-Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry, I'll talk to you. And the Gemara gives an incredible thing that the Gemara says in Bavli as well. A little bit of a different, the Gemara in Chagigo, a little bit of a different Lashonos. But Levi's famous statement, Meretz Adrakia, the distance of how far Kadosh Baruch Hu is from us, is Meretz Adrakia, Malakamesh Meyashana. Traveling from the ground, from the earth until the first Rakia, until the heaven is 500, traveling of 500 years. And from each Rakia, each of the heavens to the other one is another distance of 500 years. And the thickness of each Rakia is 500 years. Each Rakia is the same difference between the size of the Rakia and between each Rakia, the distance between each Rakia. And we know that the Gemara says that there are seven Rakias. So you're talking about that it takes 500 years just to get to the first Rakia, and between each Rakia, the thickest of the Rakia is 500, and between each Rakia and another Rakia is 500, so it's an incredible amount of a distance between millions and millions and millions of years of journey, of travel, to be able to come, the Chesed that's made by the Mefarshim, based upon the Gemara Pesachim, that it takes a person to go a certain distance, take a certain number of years to go 500 years to go the distance to be 10 pasos a day. So a person would have to go for thousands of years to be able to go to achieve the distance that does, even if it would be possible, a person could do that. Not only that, even the hooves of the Chayos HaKodesh is a trip of 550 years. Not just the Rekiyos, but there are four Chayos. They brought down in the Vua of Yecheskel, the Mar Yecheskel, and each of these large images of Chayos, and just the hoofs alone is 550. The distance of how high it is. Minay Yeshara, equal to the number of Yeshara. Yeshara, the lashon of Yeshara, the amount of Yeshara is the Yeshara, the gematria of Yeshara is 515. So therefore you see that that it's such an incredible distance that Ravah Kama Gavoa. No, go see. You can see the person stands on the ground. The talk with the Akash Baruch is, and that's in this top seventh Rukia is so far, incredibly far away, impossible to comprehend. Now, obviously, it's not to be understood in the human terms. It's obviously much more deeper. There's a Torah Sanhedrin here of what it means. He stands behind the pillar. He davens quietly in a whisper. Akash Baruch Hu listens to his tefillah. How do we know that God listens to his tefillah? Because it says that the Chana Medaber is famous by Shmuel Anavi, that in Sefer Shmuel, that Chana was davening Labios Alibo quietly, privately, silently. She had no voice. Nobody heard her tefillah. It was just in her heart. Heard her tefillah. So you see, that's not, but it's not in the Chana. In other words, that you see, because of her tefillah, she heard it and he gave her a bracha, then she had the son Shmuel. So the idea is that you, no matter how far away it is, it leers so far that it's impossible to comprehend, and yet it's so close that Akash Brokha hears in person in Shul davening just quietly, we're whispering, not even saying a word, Akash Brokha hears it. Also, Akash Brokha says to all the creations, not just Chana, but all the creations of the world, Akash Brokha does the same thing. Here's the prayer of a person of Yatov, a poor person. When he wraps himself in his talos and he begins to daven to Akash Baruch Hu, Akash Baruch Hu turns himself to listen to this person. There's a famous capital in Tehillim which we say at the beginning of also that the tefillah of Mitzvah Kippur Katan, a very special tefillah. We open with this, that Akash Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah of a person. It's like a person who speaks into the ear of his friend, whispering, and his friend hears him. So therefore you see that if there's any, and you can imagine any God closer than this, and that is close to him, you can put his mouth to his ear. You know, just like an example of a person who whispers into his friend's ear, so no one else can hear, just him. So Akash Baruch Hu, Kav Yachol, is the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world. He's so distant. He's Karachoku. He's so far away. Yet when a person davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens as if he's whispering into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ear, Kav Yachol, and that he's able to listen to the tefillah. That's the connection. That's the difference of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to a person's tefillah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a person the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. That to bring a person to that, and that's what he says in the Pnei Moshe explains. Tefillah Kelniki Yatov, Kilo Oymi Lefanav Hashbach, like a person standing right in front of Akash Baruch Hu, Kadam Mashiach, but a person whispering into his friend's ear. So too, Akash Baruch Hu is as close as Akash Baruch Hu is. Says the Gemara, we see other halachas. We see Akash Baruch Hu same Mishalim. Akash Baruch Hu different than a Bas of Adam. Where Akash Baruch Hu listens to a person's tefillahs, answers to a tefillahs, unlike a boss of Adam, the difference, a major difference between the two. There are four different versions of a similar mashal, of comparison between a human being, a boss of Adam, and Akash Baruch Hu. First one, boss of Adam has a patron. Boss of Adam has a patron. You know, he has they tell someone who's advocating for him. He has a patron who's advocating for him. So what do you do? He tells him, Amalei says the Nitbas Ben Misakha. They tell the patron, Nitbas Ben Misakha, that a member of your household was taken. Amalei Ani Kaimalav. The patron says to them, Anima, I'll stand up for him. I'll make sure that he's freed. I'll make sure the king is going to release him. I'll use whatever I have to do. I'll force that they should release him. So I'm going to stand up for him. Well, it's too late because you can't stand up for him now because release him from jail because he's already was paskin that he's going to be killed. So Amalei said to him, I'll stand up for him and I'll go ahead and I'll prove that he's innocent. So he says he still can't. It's too late. They already took him out of the horeg. They took him out to be hanged. They're going to hang him up. So you can no longer advocate for him. You can no longer go and defend him. He's not going to be put to death. He's on his way. Hey, Kanukmas, where is he? And he can Petrono. So where is he? What happens to him? The person is after. Where is he? Where's his patron? Nothing he can do to help. It's too late. He can't do anything because he's already in the hands of the person who's the Melech appointed to kill him. He's about to hang him up. There's nothing he can do anymore. He can't save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much better than Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Moshe from the sword of Paro. And we're going to explain to Gemara how he did that, well, exactly what happened. You see that he went ahead, and Paro wanted to kill Moshe when he heard about Nosam Aviram that he killed Mitzri. And yet, Pasuk says, but Yatzin Mecher Paro. And yet, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem saved him from the sword of Paro. So you see that even when it's already in the hands of the executioner, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still can save him. Different than a boss of Adam. How did it happen? What exactly was the scenario? Gemara gives several versions. Amar Avyan, I, Sibiyah, Moshe, but Moshe ran in front of Paro. Well, it says, "Leave after the butter. How's it possible? So let them bust down the Rukh Malchus. What do you mean he ran away from Paro? Paro was a powerful king. He was the most powerful ruler in a powerful country. So how is it possible? He wanted to kill Moshe. How is it possible that a person bust up runs away from the king? It's not possible." Gemara says, "So how did he was able to run away?" So Gemara says, "Amalei." When Paro grabbed Moshe, he sensed him he should have his head chopped off. The Gemara says, and took ready the sword to kill him. The sword broke on the neck of Moshe, turned into metal, the steel, and it broke. And the sword broke, a tremendous miracle. The Gemara says, and then because of that, when was this? He was able to run away. It says your neck was like an ivory tower. A pasuk in Shir Hashirim describing the nace. So that's about Moshe. Savra Moshe that turned into something that was impossible to it's not speaking with Moshe directly, but it's the Gemara is using this interpretation. An individual whose neck became it was impossible to kill. Savra Kamigdala Shane. So maybe not only was the neck turned to steel and protected, the sword wasn't able to penetrate. It flew off the handle and fell into the neck of the person who was killing him, the executioner, the person who was given the job to kill him. And it killed him. So the Avogadro said that's what he was able to run away. And assume because they saw that he died, they saw the blood, they saw a person's head, they assumed that he was that the executioner carried out his sentence, and Moshe was killed. So then he was able in the turmoil to run away. He saved them the sword of Paro. So me, it says, Lashon, he saved me. What do you mean, Lashon, me? Of course he was saved. It's referring to himself. He says, me, he saved, but the Kutter, but the executioner himself was killed. The Pasuk says, Koyfel, Tzadik, Rasha. The wicked person is a Tzadik, is Koyfel, Tzadik, Rasha. Which means it's used as Koyfel. It means the Kosh Baruch Hu takes off between him and the punishment that comes in Lashon Mishle, that it comes from that one for the other. Kosh Baruch Hu changes them. But Kosh Baruch Hu takes the tzaddik from the midst of the tzaras and puts the rasha in his place. So therefore, just like it always happens, when you have a gzeira against a tzaddik and a Kosh Baruch Hu comes in to do a nes, he doesn't only, like the same thing that happened with Mordechai and Haman. It wasn't only that Mordechai saved Mordechai from the gallows, but rather he put Haman in his place. That's the way Kosh Baruch Hu works, based on this pasuk in Mishlei. Then I back out for another way, another explanation, another medrash of how Moshe escaped. Melech, my other man, Melech, and Moshe. Amalek came down and made himself into the image of Moshe. But tough as a Malach, Melech Moshe. They grabbed, so the Mitzrayim grabbed the Malach, who they thought was Moshe, and Moshe was able to escape. When he ran away, all of Paro's people, when it came and Moshe ran away, another explanation, all of them became achlusin. They all became inability to move. It all became frozen. They weren't able to do anything. Someone says that as it goes social, they all became incapacitated. My element, those who became mute, they couldn't speak. Man, crushed, some became deaf. Man, some became blind. I'm a limited. So the power asked those who were mute, where's Moshe? They could answer him. Lo, they weren't able to speak. I'm the Chareshmi. Yes, those deaf. Where's Moshe? They couldn't listen to him. They couldn't answer because they couldn't hear Paro. I'm going to assume him. Said to the blind ones, where's Moshe? But you're right. They couldn't see him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote all the people around him, either with deaf or blind, all of them. And it would be that it would be, what do you call it? That it would be a that they would be able to go ahead and to point out Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe was able to run. The obvious question for Moshe, why couldn't it, like we have by the wall smitten with blindness by stone? Our other talk, because Moshe gives everyone the same punishment. Why did he have to give each some of them blindness? Some of them that couldn't speak, some of them couldn't hear. Because Moshe wanted to go ahead and prove the point, show that this is not something that because Moshe took care of Moshe in every single angle. That it's Dafka was done on Yidei Nesim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm only running with Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm like Moshe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, and he told Moshe, he said to him, he's on Pelad. That's the Lashon, he explained the Pasuk with a much of a very strange Pasuk. Hashem said to him, who was the one who created a Pelad Adam Yosem Le'ilim? What is that saying? Well, who's the one who gave a man to be able to speak? So Pasha said, he's telling him, don't you say you're an Iral Sosayim, but don't worry, I'm the one that makes you speak. But really, that's not what he's saying. He's telling him, Mara's saying, that you what you're here, how are you here? Because I'm the one that gave a person, made him not speak and not able to see, not able to hear, they weren't able to go ahead and report you. That's what you were saying. So they have a Tamakamah, just like I stood for you over there, I protected you. No, I'm standing for you here as well. I probably will not be doing anything to you when you can go and follow my tzivui and go to save Klal Yisrael. Hadar Ksiv is in the Pasuk, Mi Kashem Lekeinu B'Kol Kaveinu Olav. It says in the Pasuk, the word me, that whoever, who has Hashem, who can call to him, who responds in every situation, even when the sword is on the neck of a person, then there's is able to go ahead to be saved. So therefore, he was... therefore, what happened? So this was the way Akash Baruch saved him, and and all of them, each one, Mida Kenek Mida, they were punished in a way to protect Moshe and giving them the punishment that they was deserved by afflicting them in such a difficult manner. Says the Gemara, Pasuk says that's the first of the explanations of Akash Baruch versus the Basav Adam. Second, you learn somebody who's a doctor. Another, second one, Basav Adam is a patron. Has a patron, and then tell him that someone in your house was seized, was captured. I'm going to scum. I'm going to go save them. I'm going to bury to the Edom. He says, damn, he's already too late. He's being judged. I'm going to scum. I'm going to go save them. I'm going to he's already thrown into the water. In the water, he's thrown into drown. What are you going to do? I can be better. Where is he? Nothing he can do. The patron, nothing. He's no way to help him. He's drowning. Even in the water, he went and saved Yonah. Yonah dived into Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu caused that the fish to spit out Yonah on the dry land. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you see, unlike a Basav Adam, is able to save even when it's even at that level, even when the mayim is already taking hold. Next one, the third one. Was captured. I'll save him. I'll save him. I'll prove he's innocent. Too late. I already threw him into the furnace of fire. So he can do my budget. Nothing he could do. And the patron, no one could do anything. It's helpless. Lukasa went and exclaimed, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which is the name of Hanan, Mishael, Azariah, who we call them, those are the names he gave them. And he said to them, he saw that they were saved, he called out the name, he recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle, that he saved them. As you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves even Malpi Esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves as well when a bus of Adam, of course, cannot do anything at that stage, at that point. Another one, the fourth one. Another fourth one. Same idea. He said they went ahead. The same idea. They gave him. He was taken and he's arrested. And now they're ready. They threw him to the wolf. They threw him to the animals. He should be devoured by the animals. Nothing he could do. There's no pitron. No him. Nobody could save. It's too late. It's in a bridge for a version of the Gemara's before. Because saved him in Arios from the lion den. Exiv stayed in the pasuk in Daniel. Says in the Pasuk that Alosh Lach Malach Yuskar Pum Ayivasa. Hashem sent the Malach and he shut the mouths of the lions and they did not hurt me. So Daniel is saying this over, that recognizing that Kadosh Baruch Hu's nace that he did for him. So Bemela, this was after he was saved, Nebuchadnezzar came to Daniel came to Nebuchadnezzar and it was a shock to them the words that how is it possible that he survived. So Nebuchadnezzar told him these words that he was saved, that Kadosh Baruch Hu went and saved him. You see, again, each one is for Mayim, one is for Eish, one is for the Adana Arayos, one is for the same idea, to be killed by the sword, like Moshe Rabbeinu, each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in. So, Marav Yudah Amir Shmei Tidei, Yudah said a fifth one. Fifth one, but he said this name, the other ones he said in the name of Yitzchak, and here he said it over in his own name. He said one on his own, that he added one of his own. What's what is it? Comes to a person. It doesn't barge into a person right away. In other words, he comes into the door of the Petra. He comes to the person who comes to help him. Right? He has a terrible thing happening to him. He can't just barge into the guy's house. He has to go to his patron outside the door. Call to his servant. Come get him. Tell him that I'm standing outside his door. And you speak to him. Maybe he'll listen to you. Maybe he'll let you. Maybe he won't let you in. Because Baruch Hu, okay. And Baruch Hu Adam Tzara, the person has a Tzara, La Yitzel over there, Michal Gavral, because Baruch doesn't send over, doesn't shout at him, doesn't call to Michal Gavral, you go save him. Eli Yitzav, if any owner, though, because Baruch Hu says himself, I shout to myself, and I'll answer him. Yiksev Kalash Yikra, Hashem Hashem, whoever's called the name of Hashem will be able to escape. Again, the same idea is that he's called Hashem as Baruch Hu. It's an extra word. What does it mean? Kalash Yikra, B'Shem Hashem, Kalash Hashem. What's B'Shem Hashem? Same idea. Anybody calls that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name? Which means that they recognize him as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaRachmim. So then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will save them. So you see again another step where, unlike a Basav Adam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can go how far it goes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and save them even at that late stage. The Gemara says, explain the pasuk. Amar Yitzchak, back over the Rav. There was a Maisa with Rav. So Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. It says, when he was coming up from the Mechame Tver, he was coming from the hot springs of Tveria, a group of Romans met him. So it says that what happened, where it says, they said to him, where are you from? Who me the Ma and At? To who are you subordinate to you? Who is the one that you accept as your ruler? Who was the one they were trying to obviously that he should admit that he did? He follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't accept the rule of the government. So he said, "Who was the one that you accept?" So Amaleim, he said to him, "Min du Sofayonis. I am a servant of the Spayonis. The Spayonis is Shem HaMelech Hashem Tveria. It was the name of a king that was in Tveria." The Haredim says, "I am a father. He's the governor of Tveria. He was the one. I follow him." So Gemara says, what happened? Gemara says, Pinonis, so they left him. So that because he saw that he follows the right person. So when the Romans came and they met, and later when they came to him, and they saw, when they went to this place, they said to him, who was he? We weren't here. So they said to the Sephraniyah, they said to the general, so they looked around, the person who said he followed them wasn't there, didn't go to the court, didn't go to pay homage. So he said to him, how are you going to trust these Jews? They're against you. Why do you say he's against me? I met one of them. Well, immediately that we called him a Jew. We asked him, who are you? Who are you from? Who are you loyal to? He said, I'm loyal to the Sephraniyah. He said, I'm loyal to you. And for that reason, we left him alone, because he said he was loyal to you. The Mer says, and then he said he said they let him go. What happened to him? Mer says, Amalei just bought it. He said to him, I'm alone. What do you do with him? Mer says, we left him alone. We didn't do anything. We left him. That's enough. We didn't do, cause him any harm. Amalei, good. You did the right thing. You did well. Because you see, why? Because Lamaisa, as the first one explained, he said he did right that you did, because let him go. He did the right thing because he said that he recognized me. He said that I'm the ruler. He recognized that I am the king, that I'm the head of the Tveria. I'm the top officer. So therefore, if he meant that I'm an official person, that's why he was afraid of me. That's why you had to say my name. That's enough. So you did good. You rewarded him by not killing him. That was the right thing that you did, and you let him stay. So this is the Gemara. We see again the idea, the concept. The Gemara is continue and discuss. You see how Kadosh Baruch Hu protects a person. So I'm going to let me mention this about the Gemara said, look, if a person goes ahead, and we'll just go ahead. Rav saved himself by just saying that he's a follower of this Roman general, this Roman governor. I mean, he was told on Basav Adam, and until he was still saved, and he should tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person who's saved, who's told himself in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh can Kavachom be saved. Diksiv, Kalashi, Kroyal, Shem, Hashem, Yimel. Whoever attached himself to the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you say that you're loyal, you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Kal V'chomer, Maduk, you have Rav Seva mentioning of a Roman general, governor, Shemak Kal V'chomer, how much it would save a person who connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a Maisa with a governor, Havishmel Alexandrius, his name was Alexandrius. And he was pronouncing judgment on a list of, on a Rav, Amalem. The governor said to him, Mashim, what's your name? Amalei Alexandrus. So Amalei said to him, Alexandrus, Pane Alexandrus. Alexandrus should go ahead and pot another Alexandrus. What does that mean? Why would he? Well, just because the same name, how do we understand that that would be potter? Why should he potter him? Because that was his name. That would be his name. So the Pane Moshe explains, but Didush Alexandrus, Yiftim, Yiftim, Zashedish, Shemo. What's the reason why not? Because I'm going to explain, because we say that people will assume that maybe they'll hear that Alexandrus was killed, and they'll think it's me. So therefore, it's fitting that one Alexander's path is another one. And he let him go without punishing him. So Mara says, the just mentioning the name of Batsvatami and Nitzel, the same idea, same drasha, the same idea that you say the name of Hashem. Just like a person went and said the name of the, as said in the name of Alexandros, and for that he was saved, because otherwise they're afraid that if he goes as Malchus, people go around saying that that Alexandros got Malchus, or he got hung, or he got punished, and it would be a reflection on him, so therefore he let him go. So you see that even but just be told on a name is enough. Kal V'chomer being told on the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Pinchas, Pinchas said the drasha, two different explanations in the drasha. But if a person goes and bothers the patron too much, tell him, you can find someone who you can find someone else to come. You find someone that bothers me so much, you know, complain to him that you're bothering me. Whatever you, as much as you bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's makabel you, the ksiv, hashlech al Hashem, yevech yichalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cast upon me your entire burden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep you going, will help you. So you see that we have a person, karev al Hashem, karev. We see the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to him, calls the name of Hashem, no matter what we have, no matter how many times we call him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to help a person, no matter what it is, and doesn't make sense what the tragedy is, what the need is. Mashenke, another person will say, you called on me already once, how many times can you call on me? And you see that's again the difference of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus a boss of a dumb. Because that's one drasha. The enemies came and grabbed him right at the entrance of the. He went to his. We're going to go hide by his patron, hide in his house, hide in his kutzer. And right before he was about to enter, they went and they captured him. And he couldn't help him. It was too late. He wasn't there yet. He wasn't under his domain. He screams for him. Until he comes out of the house, they already could kill him. They already have a sword, and they killed him in the back of his neck, and they cut the lady. They killed him. It was too late by the time the guy comes out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yosef at the moment. He said, he had Mechev Adam. Mechev Aram. He cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him and removed the people who were about to kill him. They thought that he was... They thought that he was Yehoshaphat, took the place, changed his story in Tanakh. He changed with Ahab, king of Malki Yisrael. Yehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and he went and he changed his clothes with him to hide that he could protect him. When they saw him, they thought it was Aram. They wanted to kill him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could cry out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him right away. We'll see in a minute how he saved him. You see, it doesn't know difference. There's no time at any time at any place where the patron can do anything. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells him, "Shavu yisvavu yisvado." Malame shol yichasel lichitok arosh v'yisitzim alakmenu. Hashem went ahead. The only thing that was missing was that they were mamish. They caught him. They surrounded him. They had a rope. They had a sword around his neck. And all that was missing was the pasuk says chitok arosh. One thing was missing was just cutting off the head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still went ahead. And he was close. And he called out to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him at that last moment. And saved him from there as well. So you see that there was always, you know, so again, the concept over here is a little step further, that over there, a person calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help him. Even when the patron can't help him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always help him. But here, it was not just that it came to help him, it was mamish, his sword was already at the neck. It was about the only thing that was missing was cutting it off. And the mamish did in the seconds to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, and the... And he did that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, even mamash at the last moment, is the mice of midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike the midah of a bus of a dam that surely can't do anything save him, let alone do anything, you know, immediately, right away. Says the Gemara, continues with the drasha. Now says the Rebbe drasha. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher Yaakov Ezra. Fortunately, those who help Yaakov's, who help is Yaakov's Hashem. Hashem of Yaakov, the Caliph Yaakov helps him. Maksiv, what does the pasuk say next? Osa Shemayim Baretz, created Shemayim Baretz. What does that have to do with the Hashem's? What does it have to do with the two psukim and Tehillim, one after the other? What is the fact that he's a K Yaakov have to do with Osa Shemayim Baretz? You know, it's not only Osa Shemayim Baretz. Because Baruch helped, I love his Hail K Yaakov. What do you have to need Osa Shemayim Baretz? Just as long as he's the K Yaakov is enough. What do you have to also add on the fact that he's Osa Shemayim Baretz? Just like a person, a patron, a ruler who's a powerful person, could save a person in one place, by pichyakas in one town, one city, but he can't do it in another city. Even if you say that person is a king, is an emperor, is an emperor. Even he can't. You can do it in Yavasha. You can save a person and drive them. But Shalom Basha, but Yami can't do anything but Yam. And Yami can't save him. So you see that even the limitations, even an emperor. He saves a person in the Yam and in the Yavasha. That's the Yam. So we have the Russian. He saves from the Yam and from the Yavasha. We are saved by Yam, by Yonah. And he saved B'nai Yisrael by C.S. Mitzrayim. By Yavasha B'nation, he saved them from fire. And he saved them from fire as well. So he said that you can do both. Sumer said, "There is Hashem above the chair of Paro. It's a Yosnes Mei Adaga. I am Shavas Zayikish Naish. Then he'll be Bar Arayos. The Ksiv Osa Shmei Arayos. That's a Yomnes Kol Hashabam. That's what David Melech is saying. That not only because Kosher's brother K Yaakov can do it and can save Klai, so can do whatever he has to do. But the difference is that to do all of it, to do a save in every single way. The Torah is emphasizing, David HaMelech is emphasizing the Pasuk, every single way that you're able to go ahead and save a person, B'yam, in all the way. The Lashon Karta says the Lashon Yavan, Rashi says a Greek word for the emperor, who a Kesar Moshe Bekipa. This is the palace, the Kesar, Caesar, Pani Moshe says, that rules that even he has great power over the land, doesn't have power overseas, over the Yam. It was in a set sail in the Yam HaGadol, Mediterranean Sea. There was one child, one young child, a Jewish child. A tremendous storm, a tremendous wind, hurricane winds, rose up in the Yam and was about to go and sink the boat. We got up there. They went, each one went, took their God and their Avodah Zarah in their hand. And they called out to it to help save them. It didn't help at all. Nothing helped. So they didn't help anything. I'm allowed to see you this. That did a Jewish, young Jewish child. Daven to your God. We heard that he answers you when you cry out to him in tefillah. And he's also mighty. And he's able, he's powerful. And powerfully he could save, stop this hurricane from destroying our boat. From lopsizing our boat. The child got up and he had to dive in. Keep him in out because Baruch Hu accepted his tefillah. He shuts the yam. The sea quieted down. And Gishel Yosher Noah came down to the dry land. Each one went down to go and buy what they needed from the stores, from the local shops, except for the Jewish child. I'm a Latino. He said to him, why don't you go buy anything? So I'm a land. He said to them, Mat boy, you mean I heard? He said, Luvi. So what do you want from me? I don't have anything. I have no money to buy anything with. I don't have any money to go to buy anything with. I'm a lawyer. He said to Maksanya Luva, you're an Aksanya Luva. You're a Nebuchadnezzar. You're an unfortunate stranger. Even we were all in the boat. We were in danger. We were strangers. We had nowhere to be saved. Us. You know what? You went ahead and you came and you saved us. So we also. I know how to be saved. He's hearing the idols that are away in Babel. You know how to be saved. Some of them, their idols are in Babel. Some of them, their idols are in Rome. You know how to be saved. Some of them had their idols with them in the boat. None of those idols, wherever they were, Babel, Rome, the ones we have in our carrying on us, the ones we have in our bags. None of them helped. You, you went ahead, you called to Hashem. He goes with you wherever you go. Hashem is with whoever calls to him. Hashem is with you in the sea, and therefore he gives you whatever you want. So therefore, don't say that you're unfortunate, you don't have what to buy things or what to shop with. You have everything. You have whatever, you have a Kosh Baruch who's always there for you and gives you whatever you need. And therefore, it's the you have a much greater a power, much greater ability, much greater koach than any of us have. We weren't able to do anything, and you were able to go ahead and to do all this. Says the Gemara, see, the Gemara says that the Shimon Lakshayim, Basav Adam Yesh Okaru, a flesh but as a karo is a relative. If his relative is a rich person, so he's happy to acknowledge and let people know that he's his relative. His rich person is my relative. If he's a very poor person, he's a beggar, they go around you to deny it. You deny that you don't even notice that he's here. Because bro, I don't know again. Because bro, not that way. Even the Jewish people that are in the lowest of society, he calls them in the pasuk. You know, again, a person degraded, you're not going to go ahead. And if Klai Shaw is down in the dumps, Klai Shaw is at the lowest madrega, so we would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to want to call them to, as part of his people. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Acha Birei, where? So the Pasuk says, where's the Pasuk? Laman Acha Birei, it says, Laman Acha Birei, referring to Klai Shaw, the Pasuk in Tehillim. So you see, referring to the future of Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build the base of Mikdash. And he says, he calls them and he gives them that who you are, you're Achai V'rei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he's going to go ahead and build the base of Mikdash, bring them back to Yerushalayim for them who they are at whatever level that they are on. So you see, unlike a Bas of Adam, it's limited. It doesn't want to admit it if there are people that are of insignificant value, unlike a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If he's a philosopher, which means he's a Chokham. If he's a philosopher, says the Rish Misalu, it means Oiv Chokhmah. If he's a person who loves wise, a wise person loves Chokhmah. If he's a relative, Einu Chokhmah, about God, you honor him, you respect him. You're happy to say he's your relative. You say he's your Karov. But if he's not the opposite of that, if he's a Shota, if he's a, he doesn't know anything, why may I ask what Karvalo? And you say he's my relative. But if he's another way around, you don't say the verse, but Rosh Mishlosa. But if Anukov, he's not the person like that, then you know, you don't want to say, you don't even admit that he's your relative. So the Zakash Brahma is all Kuraivimaim, the Ksiva Yarem, Karen the Amakash Brahma lifts up the one of his people, no matter who they are, they're considered his people, his relative. Kash Brahma is happy to refer to them as his name, no matter where they are, the lowest in society. Same idea as before, but just another description, another Koach Hatzir, describe the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael, much more than a Bas of Adam has with someone who's not proud of that relationship, not of that, would not even refer to him as a relative. Mishnah discussed the idea of the Avodah Zarah, Nekam Avodah Zarah, Sebrach Shaka Avodah Zarah Me'at Seinu. For instance, Avodah Zarah, Yisur Go, place of Avodah Zarah was removed, so you have to say the Bracha. Gemara said, the price brings down, not going to be a place of Kol Yisrael, as we said before when we learned the Mishnah, only when it's in all of Eretz Yisrael. Bal Nikra, Mimakam Nechah, only from one place to another place. Oymer, Baruch HaBash, Shalom, Baruch HaBash, Mimakam HaZeh. You say Mimakam HaZeh. You don't say Stam, but the Baruch of the Mishnah is the only way you did it completely. But if it's only from one place to another place, it's not such a great name, so you still say Mimakam HaZeh. You say it, one place to another place. Nechah, now, Mokom Shenisbo, a place where you have it, you say, Baruch Erech Apayim, because Baruch should take out his anger on this place. But Mokom Nekim, in a place where no longer, Omer Baruch Shalka Varazami Mokom Hazet. So you say, Baruch, he wrestled with Benacho, so I'm getting a little Sainu Shem Shakar, I'll summon Mokom Hazet. Just like you would remove the verse from here, Kanaka, I'll summon Mokom Hazet from all the places as well. Tasha Varazavadak, and bring back the hearts of your people to worship you, to remove Avadazara from the world. So these are the tefillos that you would say, for people that ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help remove the Avodah Zarah and to restore that these people should go back to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fake the Gemara. It's just by the Avodah Zarah. We're davening for the people over the Avodah Zarah. How would we daven for them? You know, was why are we asking for their, we should remove them? Should be destroyed. Why aren't we davening for them? Why are we davening for them to come back? So Gemara said, Tamil Nebraska, Rishmael Ben Gamilayim there. Even Mechutzaretz, you have to say this. You say the same lashon that we say. It's even in Chutzaretz. You say it not only in Eretz Yisrael. Now this is because again the entire world is of the Avodah Zarah. So we want to try to do Akash Baruch Hu to remove them. They're all the Tzelem Elokim, and if we want to be able to go ahead and remove Akash Baruch Hu, bring Akash Baruch Hu's will into the world. Chutzaretz says the Pnei Moshe. Why Chutz Laretz? Why do we care about Chutz Laretz? He said, because Shmeisha Sidon Sky Shnemaz Epoch Alamim Suffer Brua Kedosh Rei Dachanu Kav Melech Gemara Darshins. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. And Sfanya Pesach and Sfanya, the Goyim will all do Tshuva, Therefore, Yosef loved them in Megayer, and therefore we asked them, because brother should now bring it now, let them go ahead and turn into the proper way. Because brother should remove from them, they should do tshuva. This will bring in part of the process to bring the end. And the end of the Gula for Klal Yisrael, that they'll be coming back. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make it happen quicker. And they should, as a tefillah, they should go ahead and remove the Avodah Zarah from them. Amar Yoikon Aksiv Nepasa Kimi Asher Yivchad. That the person said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yehuba attached to it. Yivchad Aksiv. It doesn't say Yivchad, it says he can choose, which means El Kel Chaim, all the people that are alive. Even though he's Avodah Zarah, includes everybody. Anybody saw you were talking. There's always hope that a person, even an Ovid Avodah Zarah, will come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yechabel, be connected with Yivakev, to be choose. Because much as Mekai Shul Tikva, anytime a person is alive, there's hope that he'll come back. Ma'av de Tikva, son. When a person dies, then there's no more hope. What's the reason? But most other Russia told by Tikva. Person dies, when a Russia dies, all hope is lost because nothing he'll do. There's no possible for tshuva in the next world. And therefore, anything he could possibly ever come back would be only in this world. And therefore, there's no more hope for him. And there's a other Russia toivat tikva. He loses hope. There's no hope for a future for him. The pasuk in Mishle that he'll ever come back to change and to receive his reward that he'll have in the next world, because there'll be no opportunity after this. Stop over here.